Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Duffy.
Well, that would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's been what's for dinner for the past three nights here in the Haydad household. We had the tri-tip on Saturday. We did some sliders yesterday. And tonight is a Philly cheesesteak pizza. So I'm excited about that. Beef is a great thing to eat on the weekends when you're cooking something big, but it's also great on the weeknights when you just need to get dinner ready for your family. Make beef the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever it is, maroon and white. And if you saw yesterday, I tweeted this out, a link. They've got a lot of new interlocking gear in at College Corner that you can pick up for these final three games. You definitely want to be wearing that when we get to the Egg Bowl. collegecornerstore.com is the website, or you can shop either of their two locations. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet and Flowood by the Half Shell. College Corner, everything Mississippi State that you are looking for. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're helping you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people at Priority One Bank, a bank that knows you and has a relationship with you, not just with your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Just wrapped up with Jeff Lebby a few minutes ago. He was late today. He's Mike Leaching us today.
He was. He was a little late, about 15, 20 minutes late.
Yeah. Well, what's up with that?
Was a good press conference nonetheless.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think 16 minutes. That may be, I don't know if that's a new record or not, but that's a long time to talk for him. I guess it's probably a good thing that his demeanor is no different coming out of a big win than it is coming out of a tough loss. I mean, you really do get the same guy week in, week out with Jeff Lebby, which is, I mean, it's rare. You think about, Mullen, Leach is a whole different animal. There's no way to quantify him. Arnett was a different guy from wins and losses. Moorhead was a different guy from wins and losses. I think that Mullen had some of that where he was the same guy week in, week out, but he would show you some frustration every now and then. You don't get that with Lebby. He is the same guy today that he was last week, that he was the week before. And that's part of the reason I think Mississippi State has been so consistent this year. I mean, I know they're 5-4. The wins, they'd like to have some more wins than losses, but almost every week this team has showed up to play. And I think that it starts at the top for them.
Yeah, I asked him that first question about how has he gotten this team to continue to come out every single week and play the way that they have? Because I know the losses are frustrating. I know they didn't find ways to win those games. But there wasn't a game where they came out and they just had terrible effort. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a game they came out and they just got blown off the face of the earth. They were in the ball game with Texas A&M most of the way. And Texas A&M won that game going away, but that wasn't how the game played out first three quarters. Mm-hmm. Every game they have come out and they've had effort, they've played hard, they've been in position to win those games with the exception of that A&M game, mm-hmm. and they finally saw it pay off. So one of the things I asked him was, how have you been able to keep the culture together the way that you have? He did last year, they're 2-10. Mm-hmm. I thought mostly last year they played hard every game. Mm-hmm. This year they have four straight losses, they come out and they play hard and they beat Arkansas after going down by two touchdowns. And the consistency is really what he harped on, the fact, and he's said that before, and it sounds like coach speak, but I think it really does make a difference. Just kind of, you're the same way every single time. Win or lose, they celebrated on Saturday night. I imagine on Sunday they came in and they were moving on to Georgia, and they weren't really harping on everything that happened in that win. So that's really the key, is they've all been the same coaches every single week, every single day, in that, in, as he says, inside those four walls. And I do think that those players have been locked in because of it, and they're a tight-knit group. They play hard for Jeff Lebby. They love him. You could see that in the post-game videos that came out, all that stuff. I mean, it was a culmination of a team that's got a strong culture, continuing to fight and play hard.
And it makes you, that's one of the things, if you said, why are you positive about Jeff Lebby? Why do you have optimism about Jeff Lebby? Is to have that kind of culture, that kind of locker room through the times that he's gone through. I mean, this is a guy who is 7-14 as Mississippi State's head coach. He was 2-10 his first year. They've undergone some horrifically tough losses this year. The Tennessee and Texas losses, the Florida loss, those are losses that a lot of teams would break. They would snap and they would say, you know what, we're just going to go through the motions for the rest of the year, and they haven't. That leads me to believe that when this team has success, you won't have the situation where they're looking ahead to other games that you see sometimes with good teams. And then also on top of that it just feels like there's just going to be this week-to-week consistency that for a program like Mississippi State, where you're never going to have a top five roster, you're never going to just be the most talented team out there. You've got to have that mentality of, hey, we have to play each and every game. And he takes it a step further. He talks about playing each play. Again, you made the point. It does sound like coach speak. And in some ways it is, but if it's coach speak that you actually implement into your program, and it's what you work with, and it's what you talk about every day, it's not just coach speak at that point.
Yeah, no, I think it's a culture thing, and I mean, you saw it in those videos, like I mentioned, post game, whenever the players are talking about getting game balls, they hand it right back to Jeff Lebby, because they respect him in that way, and they know every day what they're going to get from him. They know how he feels about them. You know, he knows how his players feel about each other too. He was talking about Blake Chapin, how he would literally die for the players that he's in the room with. And I don't think that he says that lightly. I think that it really does speak of, you know, Blake Chapin's mindset, and, you know, really the respect that he's garnered from his other teammates. And it's why they continued to play hard when he came in the ball game the other day, and eventually they went and won the game. It's a lot of mutual respect from this team, a lot of players playing for things more than just themselves, which is kind of tough to do in this era of football, when you have NIL being what it is, and you know, players kind of looking out for the bottom line. And I understand that, but at the same time, it's refreshing to see a team that is playing for the helmet sticker, and they're playing for the name on the front of the jersey, all the cliches. They really are. I think that this team really is trying to, everybody doing their part to try to move Mississippi State forward.
The thing that I want to point to for the sign this week, and the sign is brought to you by Pip Printing and Signs. When you are in the printing business, I'm sorry, when you're in any business, you know that printing is a valuable part of what you do, be it signage, indoor or outdoor for your business, or just what you are printing out as far as your mailers and the things you send your customers. You are already spending money on printing. Why not spend it with the best, Pip Printing and Signs? And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative. You're helping Mississippi State Athletics, and you're not spending any more money than you actually already are. Pip Printing and Signs, over 30 years of experience helping businesses just like yours. Put them to work for you. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. I asked Lebby about last year's game with Georgia. And this was a game where, if you wanted to like point at something last year as a positive, State was really good offensively in that game. They hit some big passing plays. They weren't able to run the ball very effectively in that game, but they made up for it. I mean, Van Buren had probably his best game as a Bulldog in this one. Coleman, Akari, Craver all had big catches in this one. And so, if you had hit me up before the season and said Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, where's the biggest, best chance for State to get an upset? Obviously, I would have said Ole Miss first because it's the Egg Bowl and because I just didn't think at that time, especially, that this Ole Miss team was going to be dominant. But Georgia might have been my second pick because of how well State played against them a season ago. I feel like this offense is a little more consistent than it was last year, certainly at the quarterback position, because Van Buren was, for all his talent, he was an inconsistent thrower of the football. We'll just put it that way. I think there's an opportunity. And the other thing is this, we've seen State play tight with Florida, with Texas, with Tennessee. There's no reason for me to think that State's not going to be in the fourth quarter with a chance to win this game.
Yeah, and you got a guy in Anthony Evans, you know he's going to be juiced up for this game.
Yeah.
Like some of those guys like Brennan Thompson and Darian Gillette, Dre Bledsoe, those guys that were Texas guys, what they did against Texas, I think it's going to be similar for Anthony Evans. I think he's going to be jacked up for this game. Played for the Bulldogs for the last 2 years, and now he's with a different set of Bulldogs. And I don't think there's any kind of ill will or anything like that, but I do think that there's something there with him where he's probably saying, you know, they thought there were some players better than me and they were trying to recruit over me, and like it wasn't reflected in my playing time, you know, the type of player that I was, and now I'm getting that opportunity. He's going to be juiced up for this game. It's a very interesting game. It's on the road for Georgia. It sandwiched in between two huge games for them. One was the cocktail party, which is a huge rivalry, and the other one is a game against Texas that it has big playoff implications on it as well, and potentially SEC championship implications for Georgia if they're wanting to keep rolling here. So it's a very interesting game. It's kind of a trap
You think it's
game.
prep? I was going to say, you think it's prep
Yeah,
game?
it is a little bit of a trap game. State has played. They've come out and they've been in the game against everybody that they've played, even going on the road against A&M. They were in that ball game. The first and second quarters, they had every ability to take the lead and extend it, and they didn't. And to me, A&M looks like an SEC championship team. So this Georgia team is very strange. They're still extremely talented. They still have one of the best staffs in the country, but they're a little bit up and down in their play. They haven't been consistently dominant this year. The thing about them is they just don't get shaken very often. You know, they did a little bit against Alabama, but they were still in that. They still had a chance to win that game. This team and the staff just knows how to win. So that's kind of the upper hand I give them beyond just the fact that they're way more talented than Mississippi State, way more experienced than the coaching staff. It's just the fact that they find ways to win. So that's the tough challenge for State this week is you're facing a team that is very hardened. They're very experienced in a lot of ways. I know the quarterback is not as experienced, but at this point,
Yeah, I mean, he's as experienced as anybody, I
yeah,
imagine.
so it's going to be a tough one, but I'm not counting State out in this game. I don't think this is one of those games against Georgia or Alabama or LSU in the past where you come in and you're just like, just kind of try to stay healthy and, you know, maybe you can cover, maybe we can get close to cover and whatever. I think in this era of football, a lot of those games are kind of going by the wayside. There is a much more even playing field, and that includes against Georgia this week for Mississippi State. I'm not going to count them out.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to come into this game. You know, a year ago, when we were talking about this game, I would have to go back and look, but we probably both picked State to lose this game by 20 plus points, maybe even 30 plus points. This week, as I sit here today, obviously, I haven't locked in on my prediction, but I don't think I'm going to pick State to lose. I'm 99.9 on that, but it's not going to be by more than 10. It's going to I think this is going to be a close game going all the way. You asked Levy about receivers today, and the numbers are interesting here. Let me pull them back up. You tweeted this out earlier. 93 catches, 1,369 yards, 10 touchdowns in 9 games. That's combined for Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans, who, as you mentioned, should be playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this week. Thompson, is Thompson State's Connerly guy right now?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I put him over Shapen, and Fluff hasn't been healthy enough.
Yeah,
It's got to be
yeah.
him, right? Or maybe Kelly Jones?
Maybe, but
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be an offensive guy. It's probably going to be
Yeah.
Thompson,
Feels
I
like they're
guess.
playing for, I mean, Chambliss is probably going to win that, but it's, you know, such, well, you know, I say that though. Braylon Braxton could win that. He's
I
having
guess
a.
it's probably going to be a state enrollment. It's probably going to be Chambliss at
This
this
would be a
point.
year where Braxton could make a play for that award because
Could I
they're
think it's going to
winning.
be Chambliss,
It
though.
probably will be.
Yeah.
I mean, is Brennan Thompson going to be a first team all SEC guy when this is over? He's the second leading receiver in the conference right now. Got to figure. I mean, he's sitting right now. What are the numbers on him? He's got like, what, 50 catches?
He's got over 700 yards
Yeah.
receiving and six touchdowns, I
I mean,
think.
he's on pace to finish what, around maybe say 80, 900 and 10, 12 touchdowns?
Yeah, he's got a shot to get over 1,000.
Yeah.
And especially if they go to a bowl game, they're going to have a very good chance to have 2 1,000-yard receivers, which has never been done here
Yeah.
in a single season.
Only been
And
three all time.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
I think the questioning as to whether or not, Jab Bumpus and
Oh.
Jeff Lebby can evaluate receivers is kind of out the window at this point. I figured up these stats today. These two players, Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson, when they were at Texas, Oklahoma for Thompson and then Georgia for Anthony Evans, they played a combined 36 games over the course of
Right.
5 total years. 42 catches, 626 yards, and 4 touchdowns between both of them combined.
Right.
In 9 games this year, they have 93 catches, 1,369 yards, and 10 touchdowns in 9 games. That's
Yeah.
strong. I mean, they've almost doubled every single category. They have doubled every single category. They're going to far exceed that with 3 more games to go. It's just been, I mean, you lost two guys that a lot of people said there's no way State's going to be able to replace their production.
Right.
Kevin Coleman and Mario Craver, those were two tremendous hits to this roster. And you brought in two guys. When Brennan Thompson committed, I was excited about it because I knew the speed. I
Right.
thought in this
But that's all it
offense he could
was.
explode.
It was speed.
But a lot of people thought, well, he's just going to be running, fades, and you're just going to be throwing the ball down the field. He's going to be a one-trick pony. He's too small, all that. Anthony Evans was exciting, but he hadn't done anything at Georgia. But I really was excited about Brennan Thompson in this offense, and they have just found ways to get him the football down the field. Anthony Evans, they've kind of done what they did with Kevin Coleman. He's
Yeah.
getting a lot of screens. He's getting a lot of passes down the field.
But he's getting that seam route too. That's what he scored
Yeah.
on the pass to Kamara Taylor.
So they're doing the same things with these two, and honestly, they've been more productive than Kevin Coleman as a unit. Kevin Coleman and Mario Craver, they've been more
Oh yeah.
consistently productive than those two, and that's what's really impressive about this is you lost two guys that right now are also in the top 10 in receiving where they're at. And these two have continued and might exceed what those two guys did last year.
And a piece of that obviously is not having Chapin last year.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's
And I'm not
Chapin.
diminishing Coleman and Craver,
Right. No,
but I'm
no,
just
no,
showing you that I think at this point we can say this offense is going to
no. Producing
generate.
receivers, yeah.
Yes.
And I go back a lot. The first conversation we had with Lebby during the spring, first day of spring practice, we get to talk to him. And I think I asked him, it may have been somebody else, but I'm pretty sure it was me. Just asked about the receivers and said, you know, this is a group that there's not a lot of returning production. You know, they have not did a lot of production. And Lebby could not have been more confident about that. He's like, I love this group. I absolutely love this group. And he knew in spring, before they had done anything, that he had the right guys in place. And, you know, Aiden Williams, I know he had that big drop this past weekend against Arkansas, but he's getting better week after week as well. And so you're really starting to see this offense figure some things out. In the running game, they've got to be more consistent. Lebby talked about that today. He said that we've got to be able to run the ball against Georgia, was his quote. He said, we cannot be unbalanced. And you go back a year ago, and that's what State was. Booth and Johnny Daniels, not their best days against the Georgia Bulldogs. So State's got to find a way. Don't know, and Albert Reese didn't, no update on him. Mississippi State or Lebby said they would, you know, they would let the Wednesday report handle that, as well as with Jerron Manning. But Yeah, we keep talking about Reese, but I mean, this offensive line, it's just young. It's just it's inexperienced. They haven't played a lot of football together. So we'll see if they can do that. But I think offensively, there's some plays to be made against this Georgia defense. Ole Miss was able to do it. Tennessee was able to do it. I think State can do it as well. I think we're in for another exciting football game on Saturday. We'll see if it pans out for Mississippi State on that end. All right, let's move into our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother over there in the Cotton District, the place to be this weekend. Huge college football weekend here. If you're going to be in Starkville, make sure you're in the Cotton District. Make sure you're headed over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and to the Older Brother. Two great restaurants, two very different restaurants, but they have one thing in common. The food there is awesome. If you're going to be watching college football on Saturday after the game, you're looking for a great place to do it. Two Brothers is the place. A short walk from Davis Wade Stadium, and you can be enjoying some awesome food with the big screen TVs and some cold beer at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copy or a new printer, whatever it is, the best thing to know is this: whatever they sell you, they are going to continue to sell you as the years go by, because they are going to be there for you after the sale. Anybody can sell you these pieces of equipment. Who's there? Who can show up on the same day to fix these issues? Not a lot of places, but Advantage Business Systems can. 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for Mississippi State merchandise in Starkville. Everything maroon and white under one roof, everything interlocking, everything State script. Whatever you're looking to wear to the game this weekend, you should get it at Maroon & Co. You know that if you're coming to Starkville, before you go over to the stadium, you're going to be headed to Maroon & Co. You're just going to look around, but you're going to end up buying something there as well. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. The holidays are almost upon us, and I know that red and green are the colors of Christmas, but it's John Deere green. That's the color you need to be looking at this holiday season. Go see our friends at Scruggs. Talk to them about what they can do for you on a new John Deere commercial mower. 0% financing available, up to 60 months in some cases. Talk to their credit department and get it figured out. They're going to get you a great deal, and they're going to get you a great piece of John Deere equipment. This holiday season, get the gift everybody wants: a beautiful lawn with some John Deere green at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in South Tillo. If you're a landowner here in the state of Mississippi or anywhere in the Delta, in Arkansas and Louisiana, you should know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. What are you trying to do with your land? What do you need to have worked on your piece of property? Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. If it's plantation thinning, timber management, development, harvesting, whether you're thinning a stand or planning for a final harvest, or you're just trying to manage your forest for the long term, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to maximize your return while protecting your land. A long history of helping people just like you, helping landowners just like you. Give them a call today. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, Robbie Faulk still up one game on me here. Just looking at this schedule, there's some potential here. I don't know. We'll see. The Citadel at Ole Miss is not that potential. We will both be taking the Rebels to go there. 2:30 kick in Columbia, Missouri. Texas A&M at Missouri. If Pribula was there, this might be a lot more interesting. I don't know what Missouri is going to look like with their third-string quarterback. Defensively, they're still going to be very good. I can't get behind the Tigers with the third-string guy there. I got to go with the Aggies here.
Yeah, and that's probably. That should do Missouri in for the
That'll
playoffs,
be
I would
that,
imagine.
yeah.
But yeah, they're just not the same without Pribula. I mean, they have a great running back. Ahmad Hardy's closing in on 1,000 yards, and they've done some good things. But I just don't trust their backup.
I think they would have beaten Vandy had he not gotten hurt in that game. I think they would have found a way.
Yeah.
But when he did, it was it. Speaking of Vandy, I'm very disappointed that Hugh Freeze was fired before Diego Pavia was given a chance to get him one more time. But Auburn will be at Vanderbilt. Interim coach DJ Durkin. I mean, Vandy coming off of a loss. I cannot think that Auburn's going to win this football game. I just
No,
can't.
I can't either. But Crazier things have happened, especially when you make coaching changes. This Auburn team, I guarantee you, is going to play hard in this game. It's really crazy. Auburn's defense is fantastic under DJ Durkin. They're one of the better defenses in the country. They don't give up a lot of points. They keep themselves in ball games, but that offense is just anemic. It's really bad. They don't have a quarterback right now. They're kind of back and forth waffling on that. I imagine they'll probably turn it back over to Jackson Arnold since they made the change again in the game. I don't know, but Vanderbilt's the way more seasoned team. They're the way more stable situation, and they still have a chance to make the playoffs.
They do. They
So
can't lose again, but
they
they
can't
can.
lose again. So I can't vote against Diego Pavia versus Auburn. Just can't do it.
All right. Used to be the game of the year. It's not really even the game. I don't know if it's the game of the weekend. I guess it is. But LSU at Alabama, Frank Wilson's debut as the Tigers interim head coach. Alabama, as long as they keep winning, they are going to be right there for the SEC championship game in the college football playoff. 6:30 kick on ABC. I can't do this one either. I have to pick Alabama. There's no way I think LSU is going to show up there and win.
No. Again, way more stable situation at Alabama, and they're off. It's very similar to Auburn, that their offense is just not good, and that their leading rusher right now is Caden Durham. He hasn't even hit 400 yards rushing on
That's
the
crazy when you think about
season.
LSU.
They can't run the football,
Yeah.
and Nussmeier's not been great.
No, he's not healthy.
And this Alabama team since that first week has just kind of been locked in. So yeah, I'm going Bama here.
I don't know that I remember a team that took such a bad loss in week one. Because you think about some of these LSU teams have taken a loss week one, but those losses weren't terrible.
Yeah.
Florida State's not a good football team. And yet Alabama has just shaken that off and has rolled ever since then. Since week one, from week two on, I think they've been the second best team in the country behind Ohio State.
Yeah.
I would say Alabama versus Indiana would be a really interesting game. So I saw somebody on Twitter refer to that as a narrative bowl. Somebody's narrative would go down in that one. All right, last chance for me here. Florida at Kentucky. Florida had a chance this past weekend against Georgia. Kentucky gets their first win in the SEC, so maybe they've got a little bit of momentum. I'm going to let you pick first. I picked the first on all these because I just want to see where you go. I think I know where I'm going, but we'll see.
Kentucky's playing good football right now defensively, especially. They went to overtime with Texas. They beat Auburn and gave up 3 points on the road. The quarterback Cutter Bowley is playing better.
Co-SEC freshman of the week
Yeah,
with
with
Kamari Taylor.
Kamari Taylor. I don't know, man. Florida has the they've Florida has an offense that can actually score points, I feel like, and do some different things. I just don't think Kentucky's offense is that great. Kendrick Law, by the way, is their leading receiver with 351 yards. That was a guy State was looking at, I remember.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with Kentucky,
Ooh.
but I don't feel great about it. Kentucky getting another night home game. It's
Yeah.
insane how many night games they get.
They are Cole Kublik's favorite squad.
They're
He
the
sees them a lot.
perpetual 6:30 SEC Network game.
Yeah. Except for next week when it's Mississippi State. Which,
Correct.
by the way, people were like upset about that.
Yeah, we knew
We
that
knew it
game
was
was
in the
going to be a
night
night.
window the whole time.
It was either going to be SEC Network or ESPN, ABC, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know why people were upset about that.
Boy, I thought you'd pick Florida, and I was leaning towards Kentucky. And
Kentucky's just in a better
I don't want to be
place
two games
mentally.
down because I picked Florida. Let me look at the schedule next week. Next week is like the I'm gonna have to get you on rivalry week. I can't do this. I'm gonna take Kentucky. Yeah, I agree with you. They're just in a better place. They got some momentum. And it's at night, you and I know this. Night at Kentucky is an underrated. I mean, I don't know what that crowd will be like, but that's a tough place to play sometimes at night. So,
Yeah.
all right, I'll go with the Wildcats. You'll stay a game ahead of me for another week. All right, tomorrow's the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get us the questions in, and we will answer them. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.